Section 6 of the bill and the amendment for limited purpose aquaculture licenses. This was a request from the Maine Aquaculture Association. It adds that language in subsection 2 that says a limited purpose aquaculture license expires 6 years after the date of its issuance.
Representative Devin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could we ask the department to comment on that line, a limited purpose aquaculture license expires 6 years after the date of its issuance?
Thank you, Representative Devin. The department finds this, I guess, a language a little bit difficult to manage. There are a number of small commercial operations that utilize the LPA structure. It's adequate for them. I'm not sure that there is a real need to move them into a lease structure. It would add potentially additional applicants into the process when we have a growing industry that, you know, poses some just sort of workflow issues for the department. I think the other challenge there is that if they did expire and people didn't want to move into a lease, potentially they would just find another way around that. So from our point of view, there's a fair amount of sort of administrative challenges related to it, and potential delay that doesn't actually accomplish what we think the association may be trying to achieve with it. And we haven't resolved in our minds how we would get around those things.
So you would like to have some changes here?
We would prefer to leave, you know, LPAs available to people without an expiration on the number of years that someone could hold one for a commercial purpose. Right. So one other thing, though, the other pieces related to this are, you know, sort of driven by not wanting to see people keep there's some question as to people whether or not people are kind of abusing the structure of limited purpose aquaculture licenses, having a large number of those and continually expanding them. And we do see that that is a challenge that we could address through rulemaking. There are some ways that we can further restrict people from participating in other LPAs as helpers to try to rein in the use of that tool as sort of a growth mechanism when people should be moving into leases if they actually want to grow their business.
So would you just take expiration right out of there?
I guess that's a question for Craig, but yes, I would say that and then strike the language that's stated.
Limited purpose agriculture. Now the rest that are striked, that's already striked down, that's okay with you?
That was from the bill. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes.
So you're planning on doing rulemaking to get curtail the situation where you have a number of LPAs gang together to create, which is essentially at least a large or maybe a moderate lease site of ganged up LPAs?
Correct. Currently, LPA holders can have up to four LPAs and then can be helpers on an unlimited number. We could certainly constrain the number of LPAs that people can be helpers on to help limit that.
Right. I mean, you've got a number of LPAs issued to different people, but it's kind of essentially it's the same commercial operation.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
So how is everyone on that section? Okay.
So the rest of that page and most of the following page are just moving the criteria for issuing a limited purpose aquaculture license, and that was from the bill. But the next shaded section is in the eligibility section, and that the new language that's shaded adds that only one limited purpose aquaculture license may be issued to an individual growing organisms for personal use, and then up to two limited purpose aquaculture licenses may be issued to a household when two or more members of that household are growing organisms for personal use. And that was a recommendation from the Maine Aquaculture Association. Also.
How are you with that? Like,
I think the department is okay with this. However, there are certainly people who may need to be grandfathered into this who have more than one LPA currently and are using it for a recreational purpose or personal use. So we could, they will have an impact if we don't have some authority to grandfather
them. So we'd have to add language to grandfather those in, or this would be effective starting now?
Well, I suppose it could either, well, this is sort of like the scallops. You could make that section effective on a date in the future, and those people would have noticed that they will not be able to have more than one or two per household on that date. So they could continue to do what they're doing right now, but also new people could continue to do the same thing. Could continue to have more than one or more than two per household up until that date in the future, which everyone would know about. It would be in state law. Or you could allow people who right now are not in compliance with this to continue until a certain date or until they give up those licenses, and not allow anyone new from this date forward to do what would be prohibited.
Thank you. I'd like to start at January 1st. Is my
Representative Simmons.
How long does it take to go through the process of the LPA?
We turn those around in about a month. So certainly the people who are, the more I think about it, the people who are currently doing this could still continue to have multiple LPAs. They would just have to designate them as commercial.
Is everyone okay with that? Representative Kamega.
So there's no proposed limit on, or is there a limit on commercial LPAs?
Four, right, yeah, an individual person can hold four. So there's no further proposal to further limit that in this bill.
So if somebody has four now and they're just using them for themselves, which seems like a lot, but say they are, they could just have them as commercial. And I mean, you can't, if somebody has a commercial lease, you can't force them to sell their product. So I think if we just leave it the way it is, and somebody who's, if they've got three or four for personal use now, they'll just have to license them as commercial. And
I'd like to strike that whole thing out.
What's the pleasure? Representative Toole, did you have something you wanted to add?
As far as the January 1st date, would that be this year or next year?
Next year.
Would that not create the same situation of a gold rush, say, like we had with the scallop situation? Or maybe it wouldn't, I don't know.
No, because these are only annual licenses, it will not have that effect. Okay.
So if we did leave it as is, could you, as they're going to get their license, just tell them you'll have to change to commercial without adding an extra date?
Yes. Yeah. I think the only issue here is that the second sentence of what's shaded would need to be struck. That would be the piece we would deal with through rulemaking.
I guess I'm not clear as to what the benefit of this. I mean, if they can only get four anyway, we're saying if you're commercial, you can get four. If you're non-commercial, you're limited to one. We're not talking about LPAs are not very big, right?
They're up to 400 square feet.
400 square feet on the water is a pretty small area. That's a dock.
So it's been recommended just to remove that shaded area.
Yep. I'm all right with that.
Yep. Is everybody in agreement? Okay. Okay.